Kanban systems. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines Kanban as follows. A method of just-in-time production that uses standard containers or lot sizes with a single card attached to each. It is a pull system in which work centers signal with a card that they wish to withdraw parts from feeding operations or suppliers. The Japanese word Kanban, loosely translated, means card, billboard, or sign, but other signaling devices such as colored golf balls have also been used. The term is often used synonymously for the specific scheduling system developed and used by the Toyota Corporation in Japan. Kanban systems use signals in standard containers to move parts quickly through production with the objective of minimizing inventory. Such systems are simple but powerful. They exercise control by authorizing production at processes upstream from the pacemaker process, pulling parts through upstream processes to the pacemaker based on the production schedule, establishing the number of parts containers between processes on the shop floor, using visual controls in a fast throughput environment. The Kanban system is responsible not only for implementing the production schedule, but also for facilitating the continuous improvement of execution and control. After introducing visual controls and the basics of Kanban systems, the single and two-card methods are presented. Visual controls. The signaling devices in Kanban systems are meant to be obvious to all workers in the vicinity and generally are visual controls. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines visual control as follows. 1. The control of authorized levels of activities and inventories in a way that is instantly and visibly obvious. 2. A type of activity and inventory control used in a workplace organization where everything has an assigned place and is in its place. The classic visual signals are move cards and production cards. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these as follows. Move card. In a just-in-time context, a card or other signal indicating that a specific number of units of a particular item are to be taken from a source, usually an outbound stock point, and taken to a point of use, usually an inbound stock point. It authorizes the movement of one part number between a single pair of work centers. The card circulates between the outbound stock point of the supplying work center and the inbound stock point of the using work center. Production card. In a just-in-time context, a card or other signal for indicating that items should be made for use or that some items removed from pipeline stock should be replaced. Other examples of visual controls include open space on the production floor, a minimum inventory line on a conveyor or storage rack, open space on a conveyance dolly, a parts bin with spaces for a required number of parts, a light on a production control board, space on a parts card, a colored ping pong ball that rolls down its chute, an electronic message on a computer screen, Kanban cards for WIP control. The Kanban system is a means of controlling work in process, WIP inventory on the factory floor. The number of cards, other visual controls, or related spots or bins, which could be as little as one, create a specific maximum amount of WIP inventory for that given inventory item in that place at all times. Choosing the number of cards per item at that location depends on how much of a buffer is desired for the next step in the process. Among the reasons for having WIP inventory is the need for inventory buffers, as in the following situations. Transportation lead time. A buffer is important when move distances are long. Cycle time interval. When a work center changes over to another product, its expected cycle time in returning to the first product might vary for any number of reasons. Manufacturing lead time. A feeder center's manufacturing lead time normally will have some variation, requiring some safety stock or safety lead time. Another reason related to manufacturing lead time is the inherent inefficiency in any production process. Lead times at feeder and user centers might not be in balance because of variations from standard work estimates caused by quality problems, parts shortages, problems with machinery, jabs or tools, or labor efficiency, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the average of worker efficiency for all direct workers in a department or facility. The result is that in a poorly managed lean system, a considerable amount of WIP inventory can exist on the factory floor. This would adversely affect the rate of production, and it causes long lead times and raises inventory costs as labor and material accumulate in WIP. On the other hand, if conditions were perfect, you could have synchronized one-piece flow with little or no WIP buildup. Parts completed at a feeder work center would arrive at a user work center just as the user work center needs to start production on its next product. Work centers would not need any inventory at inbound stock points or work centers. Material flow velocity would increase. However, in most lean environments, the situation is somewhere in between these extremes, and so some WIP is needed at some points. The point is that a Kanban system needs to limit the number of Kanban cards and related bins on the factory floor. This can be accomplished by calculation and experimentation. The formula for calculating the number of Kanbans needed is based on the rate of product demand, lead time, container capacity, and safety stock. The purpose of the experimentation approach is to reduce the number of Kanban containers in the system gradually and discover what process improvements need to be made to maintain the desired takt time and achieve one-piece flow. A set of Kanban rules provides the discipline that is needed to limit the number of Kanban cards on the factory floor, including each bin, container, or designated floor space must have a Kanban card, although a bin could be designed to have more than one part. The number of parts in a bin is fixed, and no partial bins will be put into storage for ease of tracking inventory. Parts are always pulled by the user department. No parts are obtained without a Kanban card. All containers contain standard quantities, and only the standard container for the part can be used. No extra production is permitted. Production can start only upon receipt of a production Kanban card. Single-card Kanban systems use only move cards, while two-card Kanban systems use both move cards and production cards. Single-card Kanban systems. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a one-card Kanban system, also called a single-card system, as follows. A Kanban system in which only a move card is employed. Typically, the work centers are adjacent, therefore, no production card is required. In many cases, squares located between work centers are used as the Kanban system. An empty square signals the supplying work center to produce a standard container of the item. Exhibit 5-44 shows how a one-card Kanban system functions using our motorcycle manufacturer case study as an example. Exhibit 5-44, one-card Kanban example. In this manufacturing environment, two work centers are shown. Assume that these work centers are part of a larger process. Work center 1 converts 3 inputs of raw materials, here shown as a circle, a triangle, and a square, into a subassembly, and this subassembly, engine part number 105 for a motorcycle, is further machined by Work Center 2. Work Center 1's parts are kept readily available using a supermarket approach. Note also the Kanban board. Assume in this case that the various columns represent different parts that Work Center 1 might produce, while the rows indicate when a part needs to be produced based on all the card slots being full for the particular row. Note that in this example, in the steady state, when there is no demand and thus no production, there would still be some inventory held in the supermarket and in the component inventory. In the exhibit, this would be 3 units of each raw material and 3 completed components available for Work Center 2 to pull from. Perhaps the supermarket inventory is considered necessary due to the time it takes to order and fulfill raw materials for a typical day's production. A reason to hold component inventory might be to ensure that a bottleneck process further down the line can be kept at full capacity. In a pure example of Kanban systems, 0 or only one part of a given type might be held. However, even when some raw materials or work in process inventory is considered necessary, a key benefit is that the chosen level will remain constant. There is always only one Kanban card for each bin, container, containing just one instance of that part number, for example. One card for a bin containing one engine part 105. When Work Center 2 pulls a part due to a demand signal further down the line, ultimately triggered by a customer demand signal of purchasing a motorcycle that requires that particular part, the Work Center 2 operator takes the card from the engine part 105 bin and places it on the Kanban board in the proper column for that part. The operator also puts the empty bin on a bin shelf. The trigger for Work Center 1 to start production on another engine part 105 is that the Kanban board slots for that particular part are fully occupied. Another trigger could be an empty spot for a bin, but if the Work Center produces multiple different parts that could occupy the same bin slots, the fully occupied cart slots for that part would be the trigger. The card is taken off the card rack and attached to an empty bin. Once Work Center 1 work is completed, the bin with the completed assembly is placed into the component inventory for Work Center 2. Note that Work Center 2 would have its own component inventory for completed units and its own Kanban card board if there are further workstations down the line. If the units are packaged finished goods, these would be sent to the shipping and receiving area, and this step could also be operated using its own Kanban board system. These later steps and inventories are not shown in the exhibit. The Kanban control process is as follows. Work Center 2 starts to work on part number 105 because it received a demand signal from the next process down the line, for example, from Work Center 3. The operator from Work Center 2 withdraws the container, removes the Kanban card, places the card in the engine part 105 slot in the card rack, and then moves the empty bin to the Work Center 1 bin shelf. The act of placing the Kanban card in the slot in the Kanban board authorizes replacement of the part number 105 just withdrawn, assuming that the available slots for this part number are then fully occupied. The operator from Work Center 1 notices that the part number 105 slots are fully occupied. This triggers production, so the operator withdraws the requisite engine parts from the supermarket, takes Kanban card 105 from the Kanban board, and starts to produce a new part number 105. After Work Center 1 production is completed, the full container is moved to component inventory for Work Center 2, with the Kanban card attached to the container. Two-card Kanban systems. What if a feeder Work Center is some distance from the next Work Center? This may be common for organizations still in the early stages of lean implementation, such as if the production layout throughout the facility is not entirely cellular with all of the workstations close together. Situations where longer moves are necessary can make use of a two-card Kanban system. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the two-card Kanban system, shown in Exhibit 5-45 as follows. A Kanban system in which a move card and production card are employed. The move card authorizes the movement of a specific number of parts from a source to a point of use. The move card is attached to the standard container of parts during movement of the parts to the point of use. The production card authorizes the production of a given number of parts for use or replenishment. Exhibit 5-45, two-card Kanban example. The steps, as illustrated in Exhibit 5-45, are as follows. Work Center 2 pulls a product from its component inventory and removes the Move Kanban card from the bin and puts it on the Move Kanban board. Note that Work Center 2 is also responding to demand from further down the line that started with a demand pull from the customer. Note also that this component inventory has designated spots for a specific number of part bins or any other type of holder, including just a painted spot on the floor. This component inventory is Work Center 2's inbound stock point, which is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a defined location next to the place of use on a production floor. Materials are brought to the stock point as needed and taken from it for immediate use. Inbound stock points are used with a pull system of material control. The move personnel, shown as a forklift, see that a move card has been returned to the Move Kanban board, which is the demand signal for them to retrieve a bin from Work Center 1's outbound stock point, which is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a designated location near the point of use on a plant floor to which material produced is taken until it is pulled to the next operation. The move personnel remove the production card from that bin and put it on Work Center 1's production Kanban board. They attach a move card to the bin, and they then execute the move to Work Center 2's inbound stock point. They also move the empty bin back to the start of the process, unless the bin is needed in later stages. Work Center 1 sees the empty spot for a bin at its outbound stock point and uses this demand signal to pull an empty bin, attach a production Kanban to it, make a replacement part, and put the bin in the empty space in its outbound stock point once the work is complete. In the logic of Kanban control of pull, it is important to remember the following. The Kanban system regulates the upstream response to downstream customer pull. The move card and or empty inventory spot initiate the pull from the outbound stock point of the feeder Work Center. The move card is attached to the container as it leaves the outbound stock point. The production card that is removed from the container at the outbound stock point of the feeder work center and or its related empty inventory spot authorize immediate production of parts to replace the ones that were in the outbound container. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a feeder workstation as an area of manufacture whose products feed a subsequent work area. The production card is placed in the container of new parts when it is moved to the outbound stock point and will be used to authorize production again when the container is moved to a customer work center.